There's nothing more amazing than hearing your record on the radio. One of the most thrilling things that ever happened to me was to be sitting with my family and hearing Charity on the radio.
That's guitarist Billy Chuffey, who along with Michael Esko, Steve Culver, Dennis Boyajian, and Jack Warrington had been known locally as the Shandells. Their moment of fame seems to have been perfectly tuned to the times. Rick Snyder was a DJ at local top 40 station WTRY.
Every market had local hits. Everyone, for some reason. Could have been that the record company got to a local DJ to play something. Could be there was an obscure record that someone had promoted in a market and it took off.
In 1966, students at Albany's Cardinal McCluskey High submitted the most petitions in a contest to host the radio station's annual School Spirit Concert. The Shandells were picked to be one of the opening acts for pop group The Lovin' Spoonful. Billy Chaffee.
Since we were not from Cardinal McCluskey, people didn't know us. So when we got on the stage, they thought we were from New York. Chicks started screaming and yelling. Remember that? It was like insane.
It was insane.
It was nuts.
Small time, big time.
It was great.
The audience reaction caught the eye of another local DJ, Lee Gray, who took the band under his wing, renaming them the Gray Things, bringing them to the attention of Laurie Records. You could say they were the Sawyer Fredericks of their analog time. October 31st, 1966, the five high school students took a day off from classes, set out in a red VW microbus for Allegro Sound Studios in New York City. The very next day, they recorded their first, their only, signature song.
Does it make any difference, dear?
Charity hit the Albany Sound Survey in December of 1966. The mid-60s bubble of fame quickly burst and the bandmates scattered.
You know, we were growing as not only musicians, but as people. We were trying to decide what it is we were going to do and be with our lives. I know myself, all I wanted to do was leave Albany.
Chaffee went west, collaborating with industry greats like Bo Diddley, George Harrison, and Tom Petty, settling down in Arizona, and going on to record a series of CDs with another band, the Monte Carlos. Drummer Steve Culver.
Yes, we did all take different paths. But what commonality we have is Charity. And is pretty amazing, the longevity of that song, because if you go on YouTube, you'll see a number of posts that people from all over the world have put on YouTube. Whether it's the record itself or whether it's a compilation album that they found, like Mind Rocker, which is the largest collection of that musical genre in the world.
As 50 years passed, Charity became wildly popular worldwide. Interestingly, the band never earned a dime from their hit record. Sunday at 5, the past comes home to downtown Albany as the Gray Things join other local bands from that era, including the Boogaloo, Cathedral, and the Sundowners, for a 50th anniversary performance at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen on North Pearl Street. And there's more, including audio of the interview with the Gray Things at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.